Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Thursday.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thanks, Stevie. Feeling up to date?
I'm feeling very up to date. It was very good, that bulletin, yeah.
Thanks.
You all right?
Not bad.
Don't really see a lot of each other during the day, do we?
Unless we make time to have a proper conversation, but I am very busy.
You are a busy man, aren't you?
Yep. Connor asked me if I could cheer up 10 minutes ago. That's like, Tim, I've got loads to do. I don't really have time to sit around laughing and giggling today, unfortunately.
Okay, we'll do more news in an hour then.
Wonderful.
Me and Scott do the giggling. We'll do the giggling. Back and do the news at 4.
We're not that busy.
I'm so busy.
We're not. 3, 2, 1, 1, go.
Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Yeah, we're not that busy. We can stick around till 6.
Yeah, I'm so gutted that it's my last day at work.
Yeah.
Radio Essex.
For the week.
Yeah, I've done too much this week.
Yeah, 2 days. You're ready to have a break. All right, Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home for Thursday. Final one of the week. Of course, the weekend kickoff tomorrow from 3. Sam Ryder coming up in a second. Ray with Escapism on the way. Just a reminder of how that song goes.
Doctor, doctor!
And right now, the weekend with Ariana Grande. This is Die For You. It's the Big Drive Home. Essex, welcome. Sam Ryder and Spaceman the weekend before that. Ariana Grande and Die For You. It's Chris and Scott. It's the Big Drive Home. It's Thursday. It's Radio Essex. We all well?
Yes, very well.
You're right, producer, the Tom?
Yeah.
All good?
I've got good coffee.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I say it how it is. If you make a rubbish cup of tea, Mr. Brooks, I tell you.
You do?
Much to my detriment, really, because sometimes people have made an effort and I just go, what is that?
Yeah.
You've made yourself an exceptionally bad-looking cup of tea, as in it's horrendous.
Oh, no. Here comes another one of Scott's tea tantrums.
Not a tea tantrum this time.
Like a tea tantrum.
No, I'm just saying that you... I'm disappointed for you because the tea that you've made yourself looks like cat's pee.
Right.
It's
how I like it, though.
It's
a little bit milky.
No, it looks horrendous. It literally looks... It looks like dishwater. It's awful. But the one you've made for me in my Gremlins cup is very nice. Very nice.
Excellent.
Thank you.
No, I'm happy to have served you a nice cup of tea.
So can I just go completely off track? I know I never do that. Can I just talk to you about...
We're all waiting for it.
No. Can I just talk to you about what I've just seen on the internet?
Yeah.
So I know we're not talk sport, but Bayer Leverkusen played last night. They played Bayern.
Yeah. Right?
And so this one of the strikers or one of the players went into the box and he got fouled, but he got yellow carded for simulation, right?
So they thought he dived.
Yeah, thought he dived, and he was livid.
Okay,
because his shoe had come off.
Right,
his actual boot had come off, and he was very, very angry with the ref, and he was like, "Simulation! Look at me boot!" Like he was really angry, right? And so VAR got involved, and the ref went to.
So just in case anyone's not a football fan, VAR is the video.
VAR,
referee.
Yeah, so VAR. It's video, so it's someone else in a room going, you might need to look at this, Mr. Referee, right? So he goes over to the screen, has a look, comes back, says, I got it wrong, takes his yellow card away, shakes his hand, gives them a penalty. A bit later in the game, he does the same player for simulation again, gives him a yellow card, goes back to VAR, has to apologise a second time and gives another penalty. So that's two penalties overturned for the same player done for simulation twice.
Well, I haven't seen this.
Yeah, in the same game. And the referee must be like, I need a new career. I've not done well.
I've not seen that. Is that on Google?
It's on the TikTok.
TikTok. I've heard of it. I'll check it out. 13 minutes after 3 with Ray, Escapism.
Doctor, doctor! Teasing, I'm sick.
I
wanted to get every inch of that. Wasn't listening yesterday, I'll give you a little update. So this thing that I do where I think that Ray sounds a little bit funny when she says, doctor, doctor! I've got in trouble with my 9-year-old daughter because she says it's embarrassing.
Well, she's listening to the song with her mates, and it's a really cool song. And she's like, my daddy's on the radio. And then all you do is Doctor, doctor, all over the song.
Yeah, yeah, Kerry's pulled me up on it as well.
It's embarrassing for them.
Yeah, yeah. Although, I have an update. This is her friend. I call her friend Keith. She's called Emily, actually.
You call your daughter's friend Emily, you call her Keith.
She's called Emily.
Emily, and you call her Keith.
I call her Keith, yes. I've given all of my daughter's friends who are girls, I've given them all boy names for fun.
Okay.
So Keith said that she loved it when I was done the doctor thing. She thought it was very funny.
Yeah.
So she's encouraged me to do it more. And I'm going to listen to Keith.
Sue in Holbridge says, guys, every time you do the doctor bit, I get the Thompson Twins song running through my head.
Yeah, they say it nicely.
Yeah, they say, because otherwise it would sound like...
Yeah.
Doctor! That's a tune. It's a blast from the past.
It is a tune.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sue, from Holbridge. You know where we are. If you need us, A1400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. And you can grab us on the app as well. Latest on the roads coming up. Brand new tune from Latto as well coming up. It's called Lottery. I'll play it for you next. It's Radio Essex, Jonas Blue and Mama 328. It's Chris and Scott. Big drive home. Hope you're doing okay, Essex. It's a great story today from a guy called Dean. These are stories I always think, this is a really clever idea, but then I question it. I go deep into it, and then I'm like, maybe this isn't a great idea. So Dean from Devon, he's got his Tesco loyalty card.
Yes.
He keeps forgetting every time. They go, have you got your Tesco card? And he's like, oh, I've forgotten it again.
Use the app.
I would have thought that would be the ultimate suggestion. Use the app, or in your phone case, keep your Tesco card in the back of your phone.
Yeah, yeah, one or the other. I think the app's the way.
No, he's doing it slightly differently. He's tattooed the QR code onto his wrist.
He's done what now?
So he's got a tattoo on his wrist of his QR code.
For Tesco.
Off of the Tesco's card.
Oh, it's a worry, isn't it?
So then when he scans, he goes, yeah, I got it with me. And then...
He can't scan it.
He scans his wrist.
It works as a scanner.
Yeah, on the QR code.
Could take it back, it's genius.
So he's been using it twice daily ever since, as well as sending photos of it to his friends so they can use it too. And while the tattoo is obviously, you know, a weird thing to do, he adores it. Despite all of that scanning, he's only saved up £18 so far, meaning he's still got about 180-odd quid of big shops to do before he actually pays for the tattoo.
I mean, it is mental. I'm going to say it's mental.
He's getting an extra card on his other wrist.
Oh, you've got to love him, though, haven't you? No, you've got...
No, just reading on while you were talking. However, while the novel tattoo seemingly hasn't really saved him any time, he's thinking of getting a tattoo of his Sainsbury's Nectar card on his other wrist. I could use the one on my phone, but I want to use the one on my arm, as it's funny, he reasoned.
So if you like tattoos, right, and there's a lot of people now that are having quirky tattoos.
Yeah.
There's nothing more quirky than going, have you got a Nectar card, sir? Yeah. I have, actually, yeah. It's on my... that's me Tesco's. That's me Tesco's one.
So what is it when he goes into, like, Argos, or when he goes into, he goes into Argos, he goes, who got your loyalty card? He goes, Argos. He starts taking his trousers off and... cheek up on the side. There you go, just there, mate.
I was wondering where he's going to put his Taco Bell card. That's what I was wondering. Loyalty card, you say? Well, free burrito, you say? No problem, 1 second.
Oh, fair play to him. When you see a picture of him, he's got his tattoos, but you know what else he's got? Big smile on his face. Nothing wrong with that. All right, it's 3:31. Not going to get the Taco Bell thing out of my head for a while. Zara Larsson, Can't Tame Her, Radio Essex. It's Flo, Tim and I'm in Missy Elliott reworking a work it, Fly Girl. 3:37, big drive home, Chris and Scott, it's Radio Essex. Going to talk to Andy and Basildon. Regulars will know Andy and Basildon often calls in the show, and often it's a little bit random.
We don't have to be talking about a subject, do we, for Andy to call?
I'd imagine Andy's not calling about anything we've been talking about. It'll be completely different.
I'd imagine.
I think we need some kind of moment musically for this.
Okay.
Oh, I think this one works. Andy, what you got for us?
Hi. I went out on the patio today trying to tidy it up a bit for the summer, like, you know, regrassing it and that.
Yeah. Doing that. When you get a little bit of sunshine, you want to get the garden ready for summer, yeah.
Yeah, that's quite a nice day, but... I come back indoors because while I was out there, there was a bit of a funny noise. So I figured out what it was like.
What was it?
What's going on, Andy?
I'm coming indoors.
Yeah. What was it?
I come straight in. It was like this. Like that. Exactly like that.
So, do you know what it was?
I think it was a wood pigeon.
Probably, yeah.
I was going to go with collared dove.
I'm going to go owl.
I had to come in. I couldn't stand it.
No, it sounds awful. I'm glad you shared it with us.
Welcome, my old friend. It's really wonderful out there. Out in the garden, it's really all the nice plants coming up. It's really great, you know what I mean? Really wonderful.
In a garden or a beer garden?
Radio Essex on the Big Drive Home with Lizzo and To Be Loved. Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home. Thank you for having us on. Tom from Cafe 316 on the text. He says, hello. There's a rumour going around that the Weekend Breakfast Twins are going to challenge you drive fellas to a sports day type gladiatorial contest to fight it out for the title of Kings of the Airways. Are you up for that? Probably not, actually.
I've got loads of things to say about this. I don't know. I think we've won that already, haven't we?
How? Why? Because we're on more
we're on here,
shows.
Yeah.
But what? I didn't know we needed to have a battle.
And they're a lot younger and fitter, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like okay, I'm in my 40s. You're in your
late 40s.
Late 40s.
Yeah, very late.
Very late 40s. John looks about 17.
Yeah. He looks like he works out a bit.
Yeah.
He's trim. And then there's Ross.
And Ross McGrain is, I don't know, he's got to be late 30s, is he?
How old's Ross? Do you know, Tom?
I think Ross is about 36.
What did you say? Late 30s. Unbelievable, mate.
I mean, he looks like he's had a really, really hard paper round.
Unbelievable, mate. It's unbelievable.
What
mate.
A time to be alive, John.
I wonder why they're wanting to do some kind of sports day type gladiatorial contest to fight it. And why would that mean whoever wins that is the better on the radio? How does that work?
I don't get it. We're going to see them today, aren't we?
Yeah, I think they're coming in today. Are they coming in?
I think there's only one way to work it out. Fight!
I just think it's a really weird way of deciding who goes. I mean,
it'd be like losing at rock, paper, scissors, and then they get the drive time show. It doesn't work like that, does it?
No, it's like, oh, Martin and Sue come to Radio Essex from Heart. Yeah. Played Conkers, they won.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make any sense.
It doesn't work.
But Tom from Cafe 316, I'd imagine that's something that's been talked about on the Weekend Breakfast Show, which I normally listen to.
Maybe they spoke about it when they covered here.
Yeah.
On Monday, do you know when they...
I didn't hear it as much.
When we had a couple of days off and they just sort of stepped in.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom. We'll check that out. We'll find out what's going on there. But interesting. I mean, if it was like... what could we do? FIFA? I'm up for that.
I'm going to go with a sing-off.
Fortnite. Katie Baser and Pretty Boys, Big Drive Home on Radio Essex. Chris and Scott here. There's loads of people coming here today to Radio Essex.
There is, yes.
The Chamber of Commerce have got an event that's happening in our office. So we're used to doing this, and we love doing this, because, you know, you're there, we're here. It's brilliant. I think we're going to be in a bit of a goldfish bowl later on.
We've been told that the blind stays up so they can see the inner workings of the radio.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of lowering my chair so they can't actually...
It's a weird thing, isn't it? Because you're like, people are looking at you working. It's like if you were sat at work and you're like... on the computer and there was somebody just sitting there staring at you. Yeah. You'd be a bit freaked out.
Yeah, I mean, so I've got obviously different jobs. So it's normal for people to stare at me when I'm on the stage.
When you're one bad boy with a pad to rock you.
But I'm welcoming that, aren't I? I'm on the stage. But that's a different person.
You're actually saying everybody get up.
Yeah, but I'm a different person when I'm on the stage. When I'm here, I'm just...
We're just real. We're just talking to each other.
Yeah, chatting. People are going to be staring at me through the window.
Stevie loves it as well, don't you, Stevie?
Hello.
We're just talking about we're going to be in a goldfish bowl a bit later on.
Have you seen the food and drink?
Yeah, I did notice the food and drink, though, so that's good.
finally, they give us something that's for an event for other people.
Yeah, we get food. We get fed.
Yeah, I've seen some delicious-looking sausage rolls.
Yeah.
I'd ask Sue if she had any, Tupperware, because I'm going to take some of that home. You've seen it. It's lovely.
You can take the boy out of Scotland.
A couple of bottles of wine.
Are you going to have people in your studio with you and stuff? As people going to come and watch you, I'd imagine, you're reading the news. Because you cope well under pressure, I've noticed.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine.
Well, Sue's organising it. She was like, do you want to show people how you do the nudes? And in my head, I was thinking, no, not really.
You show people how you do your nudes a lot, don't you? And we critique it.
We've got some clips we can play people if they want to know.
We could help people with that. It looks lovely. This is something. The
night. just getting them ready. Sorry, you carry on. No, carry on.
No, it's fine. Don't play any of these.
No, I'm not going to play any.
No, Stevie. If people were coming in, important people in business world,
remain professional.
Yeah. And this is professional, in case anyone's forgotten.
He has been fined around £250,000. The RAC has taken his pets away and is investigating.
It was really good. How do you think that went?
How do you think that went, Stevie?
Well, have I made a mistake?
It's a small mistake.
Did you make a mistake?
No.
Who took the cats away?
The RSPCA?
You didn't say that.
What did I say?
You said the RAC.
The RAC.
The RAC.
You said the RAC. Took the cats away.
I mean, there's no argument of the professionalism standards that you hold.
No, I mean, it's so professional.
Arteta sounds a bit different, didn't he?
Oh, Arteta. Where's Arteta?
Mikel Arteta believes his Arsenal side will take their biggest step forward under his leadership if they can reach the Europa League final. They go into this evening's second leg of their last four tie against Villarreal, trailing the team managed by their former boss, Unai Emery, 2-1. Arteta knows a lot is riding on the game at the Emirates.
It's very disappointing to see that we have some very surprisingly
condition
attached to the license, and all our fishermen were very surprised to discover that.
I'm Stevie Shillinglong. You're up to date.
Mikel sounds different, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's probably my favourite.
That is my favourite. Anyway, the actual news coming up in moments at 4 o'clock, and then Lewis Capaldi on the way as well.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Scott's got a name badge.
I've got a name badge.
I've just been given a name badge.
Does it say Scott from Five?
No.
Oh, good.
It says Essex Chambers of Commerce.
Yeah.
Radio Essex.
Does this make you feel as good? Do you remember when he got a desk and he's like, I've never had a proper job with a desk and a computer. He was over the moon. He rang Kerry and he's never had a desk.
He's never had a name badge.
Have you never had a name badge?
I mean, no, I have.
You've had a VIP pass, but you haven't had a
normally,
proper job
It normally
name
says
badge.
Scott from Five on it, to be fair.
And then three A's in a row.
Oh, this is lovely. You should keep this.
My worry about this is that they're definitely going to think I'm going to wear it.
Where are you going to put it?
In my pocket.
And keep it as a souvenir.
No, and then, put it on.
Right, listen, I once went to the O2, right? I was performing there when we was doing the big reunion, and I didn't have my AAA pass because I thought my face was good enough.
Oh, I love that.
And I walked
up. Don't you
know
who I am?
And I said, no. I was backstage already, and they were trying to not let me through with my family, and there was a bus with my face on it, right? There was an actual bus with my actual face on it, like bigger than me. And the security guard was going, I can't let you in without AAA, mate. I cannot let you in. And I literally, I pointed at the bus and went, that's me on the bus. Let me through. And he went, well, it's not a AAA. I said, it's bigger than me.
This is Radio Essex, the hits music station.
We play the hits.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Wow. We should have a bus.
We should have
Why haven't we got a bus?
Well, budget, I think.
We don't really need one. No. Only coming in from Wickford.
Sing it loud. Radio Essex.
Right, Lewis Capaldi. It's Radio Essex Pink. Never gonna not dance again.
She's talking to you when she's saying that.
What do you mean?
Listen. She's telling you to let the music play till the end.
Yeah, and then exactly as she
and
said.
And then Now.
Yeah. Pink, Never Gonna Not Dance Again. It's Radio Essex. Big Drive Home for Thursday. We were talking last week, all the week before, we were talking about celebrities that have a name that describes or should describe what they do. So Jack Sparrow should be a bird watcher.
Yes, we were doing.
What's the other example?
I mean, there was loads.
Mini driver should be a Formula One driver.
Yeah, we had Harrison Ford, Ford cars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was loads of really good ones, actually.
Do you remember any, Tom?
Stormzy to do the weather.
That's it. That was nice. I like that. So we thought we'd tweak it with something me and Scott were doing in the pub a couple of nights ago.
Yes.
And this was celebrities that you turn into cars. So we've just played Lewis Capaldi. Lewis Capaldi.
Oh,
you see? So
yeah.
We were thinking, and there was a few. We've done it before on the radio. I think the best one I've ever heard is Cortina Turner. I think that
Cortina Turner is
up
a
there
winner
with the best one. Cortina Turner is brilliant. If you've got a celebrity and you can play around with a name like Cortina Turner, if you've got a celebrity that you can turn into a car,
yes,
we need to hear from you.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, I mean, if you can beat, I mean, you can't beat
Cortina. Yeah, Cortina Turner.
You can't beat that. I don't think. If you can.
Get in touch. Grab us on the app as well. We'll do some more of those in a sec. It's Radio Essex. Big drive home for Thursday. Hope you're doing okay. Bit of sunshine out there. It's all right. Nearly the end of the week. Admittedly, we only started yesterday.
We did start yesterday.
And we're going into another four-day week and then another four-day week.
Yeah, I really like it.
Less for you, though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because next Friday is a good Friday for everyone, not just for you.
I know. I have a good Friday every Friday.
You do. People or celebrities you can turn into cars has proven to be pretty popular. Gary B going in with Sierra Miller.
Works perfectly.
So that's nice. Morrissey Minor says Marion. Dobbo said Ford Wu-Tang Clan instead of Mustang. But you've changed too many.
You've gone too far, I think. But
you've basically gone Peter Andre instead of Sierra. It doesn't.
It's not quite.
It doesn't work. Aston Martin Freeman is very good, Harry and Shoebury. That is very clever.
That is very good. I like Vicky's.
Vicky's gone with Taylor Suzuki Swift.
Yes, it works very well.
It's a celebrity that you've turned into a car. Rebecca Southchurch, H Hatchback.
I don't.
Unless it's Hatchback instead of H. No, it can't. It doesn't work.
No, I don't get that one. Explain it.
It might be a car that we can't think of, but Hatchback, let us know, Rebecca, what that's all about. Any celebrities you can turn into a car, we would like to know about it.
I nearly had one. It's gone. I'm going to think. I'm thinking.
Caprice, says Webby.
Yeah, very good, yeah.
Vauxhall and Oates. That's good. Vauxhall and Oates, says Webby. Yeah, there's loads on there. We'll go through for some in a second. Eddie, you've got A1400. Put the word Essex at the front of your message. You can grab us on the app as well. And we'll update travel next. Radio Essex, Sagala, Ella Eyre, and Came Here for Love, Chris and Scott.
A really, really weird woman looking at the window. She's scaring me.
She just flashed you.
It's Sue Harrison.
Sue off of Martin.
Yes.
And Sue in the morning, obviously. Who are here because Chamber of Commerce are here and there's a massive gathering of Essex folk in our building and now we are in a goldfish bowl.
We are.
So, hello. Right, it's Radio Essex 4:31. Chris has got the big drive phone. Producer Tom in here. He's scared. He's going to be in here now till 6. He won't be leaving.
I'm going to be in here till half.
Tom, it's the first time Tom's never left the studio.
Yeah, he normally goes for a little wander, doesn't he,
you're
Tom?
Going for a wander. And he's like, no, I'm all right. I've got loads of busy show, loads of car things coming through. So we're asking for celebrities you can turn into cars because Cortina Turner has to be my favourite so far.
Very good.
Cortina Turner. Taylor Suzuki Swift is up there with Ryan. David Campervan Day from Dollar from the 80s says Debs. Toyota Aha.
That's good.
Very good. Or Toyota. Who's Toya? Toya Wilcox. Toyota Wilcox.
No, I don't think so. I like Ferrari East.
Yeah, Ferrari East. Ryan going with Bradley Mini Cooper. That's good.
That's very good.
Liam Nissan. That's right. Ford Escort from 5.
Very
That's
good.
Very clever. Kia's H-back car, says Rebecca. Right, that makes more sense with the H thing. Thank you, Rebecca. Lola Ferrari. That's clever. There's some really good ones on there. Pink Cadillac from Karen, who is a... Ladies and gentlemen, she's a first-time texter.
Chris and Scott, first-time texter. For the first
time. Thank you, Karen.
Hello, Karen.
Karen, a first-time texter with Pink Cadillac. Also, Haley, a first-time texter with Nissan Marie.
Very good.
Hayley from Essex, thank you very much for that. Matt's been on. Matt contacted the show a couple of times last week. He's got the most infectious laugh
he has
I've ever heard. Let's listen to a couple of his tweet, his messages from last week. Because it's a great laugh.
Gal Platt should be a hairdresser.
I love his laugh.
Gal Platt should be a hairdresser.
He's back in today with cars you can turn into celebrities. What you got, Matt?
It's got to be Shakira.
I love his voice.
He's brilliant.
It's got to be Shakira.
I could just see the big smile across his face. Thank you, Matt. Any more for us celebrities you can turn into cars? It's Radio Essex, Corey Lorray and Players. Because girls is players too. It's Radio Essex. How are we doing? Okay, Thursday, approaching the end of March. How's that happened? End of March.
It goes...
No, I understand how the months work and the year and time, basically, but the end of March? It was only the other day we were going, God, how long's January lasting?
No, I do...
We're third of the way through the year.
Yeah, and summer's nearly here, then it'll be Christmas. You know, it's very quick.
Strange. Thank you for all your cars that you're turning into... celebrities with MG Hammer, currently one of my favourites. No, from Donna.
Do you know what? Thank you very much, Chris. I think that's my new favourite.
MG Hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You can't touch this.
I could do a double on that. It could be MG Hummer.
Hummer. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
you're on fire.
I know.
Teresa with an H. Teresa? How do you pronounce that? Oh, it's just Teresa, but she spells it with an H, right?
Wants to point that out.
You don't need to do that. What about the average white van? Oh, the average... Yeah, I remember the band. Can't remember what they're called. Aaron in Eastwood. Ariana Grande Land. It's a voxel, I think. James with Actual Travel News. Hi, guys. Love the show. Just to update everyone, the A12 is closed northbound in between the two Kelvin junctions. There's a major incident there with a lorry jackknifing, and it has blocked all of the road and another three cars tangled in the mess as well. So this is back to Witham already. No emergency services on the scene yet. Looks like it's going to be closed for a few hours. We haven't got any actual confirmation of that, just James from Witham's word. He seems like a nice guy.
Is it bad that I was trying to make that into our game, but then I realised that it's actually a...
It's a crash, yeah, we don't need to do that.
Yeah.
James in Witham, thank you for that. We'll get it checked out, but it looks like the A12 closed on the northbound between the two Kelvin and junctions. Are we getting some confirmation from producer Tom?
Yes.
Yes, there we go, there it is.
Traffic's apparently coping well.
Okay.
And it's separate to the accident that was reported between Junction 24 and Junction 25.
All right, okay. We'll keep an eye on it. James, thank you for that. It is 4:37. Latest news on the roads coming up. First of all, KSI, Tom Grennan. Here's Not Over Yet on the big drive home. Bit of rain around tonight. Lighter winds down to 9 degrees. Today's nice. Today, the iPhone said no, take an umbrella. Take a coat.
I've got like a little, tiny little coat.
I'm just not looking at the iPhone weather anymore. It's so depressing. Tomorrow, cloud and wet. All right, okay. For much of the day, with a bit of rain, some showers, heavy at times. Tomorrow, 14 degrees. Set to get nicer, though, next week. Warmer and sunnier next week. So
definitely.
Right, Tom Grennan, KSI, not over yet. 4:38, Radio Essex. Tom Grennan, KSI, and not over yet. 20 to 5, celebrities you can turn into cars include Charlie Austin Allegro, says Mike. Thank you for that. Johnny Cashkai, says Vicky.
That's good.
It's clever. I thought of Jamira Cashkai. That even also better. Works way. No, it's not. Vicky's
No. I'm saying even better.
She says, I'm entertaining myself, even if you guys don't find them funny.
We do find them
very funny, Vicky. Linda and Rayleigh says, Aldi on Warwick is clever. Celebrities to turn into vehicles. I know you said cars, but what about HGV?
As in
HGV. HGV, very clever. A12 is clear north past Witham to Rivenhall Junction, but closure, by the looks of it, between the two Kelvin and junctions on the northbound stretch of the A12. We'll get a travel update in just a second and get back to the hits as well. Niall Horan on the way. New tune is called Heaven. It's coming up. Woo! It's Radio Essex. Busy, busy, busy tonight. I'm on the A12 northbound. There's an accident. Jack Nye Flory between 24 Kelvin and North and Mark's Tay at Junction 25 is blocking the roads at the moment. Traffic's really, really slow through there. James in Whittam keeping an eye on it for us. There's quite a few of you stuck in this. Just an update on the A12. Police now on the scene, fire engines and incident response. You're looking at about 10 ambulances heading up there. Clear on the A12 northbound, but this is just busy on the southbound stretch, I think is what he's saying. Or is it the other way around, Tom?
Other way around.
Other way around. Northbound is busy on the A12.
Well, this evening across Essex, it will continue to be dry and bright with some patchy clouds. Temperatures on your big drive home, however, reaching 15 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglot. You're up to date.
You've got an audience in there.
So, Stevie, your worst nightmare's come true live, hasn't it? So, just before this news bulletin, your fear was that the people that are in the office might come in to watch you do the news live. You... Not at any point did you think that they would still be there now while I said this sentence. And that you've done a very good bulletin, considering there's three people in the room with you.
Absolutely.
The size of Stevie's studio, if anyone wants to kind of work out how big it is, it's the same size as the cupboard you put your Hoover in.
Yeah, literally
that type of size.
Yeah, it's a lot smaller than a shed.
So, I mean, there's been absolutely no pressure.
No, absolutely none.
There they are. We can hear them there in the background.
The reason we do radio is because no one can actually see us. This is like open the Pandora's box.
I wore a shirt on top of my T-shirt today. Now,
the big drive home with Chris and Scott. Drive all night. Radio Essex.
Nice one, Stevie. Thank you. Just gone 5 o'clock. Chris and Scott, big drive home for a Thursday. Right, let's get back to the hits. Beyonce first, Ed Sheeran and Eyes Closed. Brand new tune playing for you right now.
Are listening to
Radio Essex.
Break My Soul, Beyonce. Yes, this is Scott introducing the song. And that's because Chris has gone outside, as we said a little while ago. We've got people in the building. Me and Tom. Hello, Tom.
You're all right.
Me and Tom are in here now, left to our own devices, which is amazing. Chris has, I'm going to say, been bullied outside to do a speech. They asked me and Tom if we wanted to go out and just keep the music going. And we said, no, it's fine. We'll stay in here. So... Andy from Basildon's been on as well, so we're going to see what he's got to say. What's Andy got to say?
Hello. If you wanted to train a DJ, it's Andy. It could be called Andy's Hour.
Andy's Hour.
Specialises in new wave and punk music.
Perfect, Radio SF.
If you need me, give us a buzz. And there'd be none of that going on. Cheers. Bye.
Oh, Andy's literally the gift that keeps on giving, isn't he? He's just absolutely amazing. I love it.
He is great.
Chris will be back at some point, I'm sure. But for now, it's LF System with Hungry for Love. I mean, this job is so easy, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure he doesn't get paid more than me. Radio Essex, the big drive home. Big drive home with Scott and Tom. That's right, your ears are not deceiving you. That was Hungry for Love, LF System. There's still some bad traffic on the A12, and I'm going to go to Tom for some updates. Tom, what have you got for us?
So, A12 northbound from Junction 23, and there's been an accident involving two lorries and a car. The road has been closed now.
It's
and
closed.
And there's queuing traffic.
Right, okay, well, we're going to have a full update next. Mimi Webb, Red Flags, Radio Essex, Big Drive Home with Scott and Tom. So currently, as I said a little while ago, Chris is outside. He's doing stand-up comedy at the moment. He's had everyone laughing. He's having a good time. Just had a text in from Deb. She says, Scott, why haven't you changed the set list and put 5 songs on instead of pressing next? I didn't think of that, Debs. I'm going to show you how brave I am. The big boss is actually staring at me right now. There's about 50 people out there. I'm meant to be playing the A-list. I'm meant to be playing River, I think, by Miley Cyrus now. I'm not going to do that. Tom, will you get a 5 song?
I'm not doing it.
Well, I've seen you do it enough times. 1 second. Just give me 1 second, people. Do that, that. And, yeah. This is When the Lights Go Out by 5. You're listening to Radio Essex. Chris will be back in a minute. He'll be horrified at what's going on. But, oh, and happy birthday to anyone that's listening.
I'm not telling him.
Bye.
Scheduled this, is it?
What's this doing on?
I don't know. I literally left the room for 10 minutes and we've turned into a Five concert.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's nothing to do with me, mate.
Tom
did it.
I didn't do it.
I don't believe that.
I purposefully said no.
Do you know what's brilliant? What? Tom literally refused live on air and I pressed a couple of buttons and all of a sudden it was on.
Yeah, he also said happy birthday to people.
We don't do birthdays.
Listen, I got really, really brave. And the big boss was literally looking at me while you was doing your speech.
Yeah, well, we don't do birthdays.
But I've got quite a few text messages.
Smash that one, Scott. Well done, Scott, says Debs. Annie says, should have said Scott LaRock on Radio Essex.
Scott LaRock's my alter ego.
Could have done that. There's five, and when the lights go out.
Yes.
I had to go and do a little bit of stand-up. All done now.
That's what I just said. Looks like you're doing stand-up.
Did you hear the laughter?
Yeah, just people laughing and giggling, clapping, lots of clapping.
Yeah. When I finished, they were like, yay! So I've done that.
And I just say you was meant to do a minute speech. You were gone for 15 minutes. Did you do a full stand-up routine?
I played Adele. Did the weather and the travel, and then I've come back in. Yeah, it's good. So they're all out there, and we're now back in. I'm back in my little safe box.
I'm staying here. I'm going to sleep here tonight until they all left.
It's Radio Essex. What are we doing anything?
No. I'm just playing the five.
Would
back
you go
catalogue.
For the five back catalogue?
Yeah.
We'll continue
this is
with that.
Slam dunk. The
this is an unknown five tune. You won't have heard this before.
Really?
Teaming up with Becky Hill and David Guetta without five on it.
Wow.
It's called Remember. It's Radio Essex, Miley Cyrus and River 531. It's Chris and Scott. It's the big drive home for Thursday. A12 still closed northbound. Queue in traffic due to an accident. Two lorries and a car involved. It's between 23 London Road, Kelvedon and the new lane, Kelvedon North. So between Kelvedon South, Kelvedon North. Northbound on the A12. That is currently closed at the moment. We're keeping an eye on that for you. But really, really busy tonight. Right, this is Flo, Cardboard Box on the big drive home. It's Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex, Flo and Cardboard Box. Chris and Scott on the big drive home for Thursday. Bit of sunshine out there. It's nice.
Really nice today.
It's all good. We need to end the show soon, so we'll do that at 6. If you've got an end of the show for us, maybe I've done a bit of stand-up out there, so maybe a little joke and an end of the show.
I would like that, yeah. So basically, tell us a joke, keep it radio-friendly, we won't have to play it. But then end the joke. So finish the joke.
Punchline.
And then Thursday, completely, mate.
We did it before, didn't we? Because I had the punchline. I had the cymbal and the hi-hat, didn't I?
Yeah, but that one you had to do, like, leave a gap. You don't. So,
oh, yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, tell us a joke.
Yeah.
And then end the show with Thursday completed, mate.
Yes, like we'll do that. A joke and a Thursday completed, mate, please. On the voice note, you can do that via the app. If you haven't got the app yet, you can download it wherever you get your apps from. Just search for Radio Essex. And you could be ending the show tonight with a joke and a Thursday completed, mate. Right, Joe Kinch coming up from 6.
Joke Kinch
coming up from 6. That's good. Travel news on the way next. A12 busy northbound. We'll give you the full rundown next. How you doing, Essex? Thursday on the big drive home, Freya Ridings and weekends.
So we asked you to, every day we get you to end the show and sometimes we freshen it up and we say, let's do something different. So today's request was, tell us a joke, preferably funny, tell us a joke and then say Thursday completed it, mate. Those were the rules.
What's the most important bit of that?
The most important part is Thursday completed it, mate.
In that order, those words only.
Yes, but so what we got? We got five that we can't play because they're too rude.
Keezy, yours didn't come through.
Yes, Keezy couldn't play. We got another five that literally can't be played because they're rude.
Got this one from Vicky.
Yep.
Have you heard about the restaurant on the moon?
No.
Yeah, well, nice food, just no atmosphere. That's Thursday done, mate.
No.
Bye.
No.
So what we had there was a not funny joke. Not a funny joke. And the wrong words. So, should we try again?
Yeah, just keep them coming. It's coming up next, actually. So, if you want to get yours in, drop us a voice note via the app. We need a joke, preferably funny, a joke, and then a Thursday completed it, mate. Get those into us. And we'll play you, hopefully, at the end of the show. It's Radio Essex, Joel Corry and Mayball with I Wish. It is 12 minutes to 6. Big drive home. Chris and Scott for Thursday, and it's nearly your time, Joe.
Yeah.
Do you know, work experience? How's it going?
I said last... Don't. Had it up to here. It doesn't feel like a Thursday.
Why not?
Because saying yesterday on air, with you being gone Monday, Tuesday, it kind of feels like a Tuesday.
I've done 2 days this week. I'm exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't work Friday.
Don't work. I do the other job, the sort of pop star one. But, I don't work.
You don't mention it.
Yeah, I know.
You should talk about
it. I should talk about it a little bit. Maybe play some of the songs during the during the show. Joe.
You know when I went out and did a little speech?
Mm-hmm.
You know when I came back in, they were just playing back-to-back five?
What?
Well, I was. The plan was to play back-to-back five, but Chris came in and spoiled it, took his chair back, took his microphone back.
I'm surprised Tom said yes to this.
I didn't say yes to this.
As you sit in the corner with your arms folded going,
What's coming up on your show?
What's coming up on my show?
Is it the same songs as we just played, but in a different order?
No. Because I play better songs, don't I?
What are you doing?
You play better songs?
Yes.
So you're playing the whole five album?
Tom Grennan, Miley Cyrus.
Flowers or the new one?
No, Wrecking Ball. He's going left field.
Oh, he's old school.
Yeah, a bit of old school Miley.
Keon the Crow, your best mate.
Yep.
H and Ed Sheeran, not H off Steps. Different H.
Different H, yeah.
And the weekend with Ariana Grande.
Yeah, that's a treat.
And that's all coming up after 6, Hot 7 at 7, which is the 7 hottest records at the moment. And
what
then
time
8 o'clock,
that come
7
on?
O'clock. And then 8 o'clock is just more of the same 6 o'clock hour again. And then 10 o'clock and 9 o'clock, you don't talk about it.
10 o'clock's not my show, so no. Lauren's.
But you should still listen to it if it's. Because it's Lauren and it's very good. It's chill.
Yeah,
isn't
I listen
it?
To it on the way home.
Good.
Listen to it on the train.
We're going
to
play George Michael. You won't have heard of him. George Michael's good. We're going to play Fast Love.
Fucking in 12.
Because you're 12. Mm-hmm. George Michael, Fast Love. Joe Kinch coming up. Jojo on the radio.
Jojo on the radio.
In moments. You're ending the show as well. There's a hell of a lot to choose from, so we're going to listen to them. One of you is ending the show with a joke and a Thursday completed, mate. We'll find out who that is in just a second. It's not going to be the original Ben, because that was filth.
It was really rude.
And we can't play that on the radio because of Ofcom. Right, have a good evening. We'll do it again tomorrow. I'll do it again tomorrow.
You do it tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to have a little day off. We'll see you Monday.
I don't know. We'll see you Monday. Have a good one, Joe Kinch. Thanks. Next to Radio Essex.
Hi, guys. It's Ronnie Mack. What does a triangle say to the circle? You're pointless. Thursday completed it, mate.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.